Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Stellen is to put. Stellen, to put. How would you say I put? Ich stelle. How would you say you put? Du stellst. How would you give an order? How would you say put? Stell. You see, du stellst with st at the end for the second person singular. And when we give the order, stell, we drop off this st and the pronoun du, and then we have the command, stell, put. How would you say, put the glass away? Stell das Glas weg. How would you say, put the glasses away? Stell die Gläser weg. So weg for away, and die Gläser is the plural form of das Glas, the glass. Stell die Gläser weg. How would you say, put the milk away? Stell die Milch weg. How would you say, where should I put the glass? Wohin soll ich das Glas stellen? You see, in German we ask wohin, so where to, because we have to put it away. There will be an action, a movement involved. So we ask wohin, where to? Where to should I put the glass? Wohin soll ich? Soll ich? Should I or shall I? Wohin soll ich das Glas stellen? Where to shall I the glass put? Here we're using two verbs, shall, soll, and stellen. So that stellen is kicked to the very end because we're using two verbs. Whenever we have two verbs or two parts of verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. Wohin soll ich das Glas stellen? How would you say, where to should I put the glasses? Wohin soll ich die Gläser stellen? How would you say, where to should I put the milk? Wohin soll ich die Milch stellen? How would you say, put the glass on the table? Stell das Glas auf den Tisch. On the table, auf den Tisch. Auf triggers the accusative. Auf is actually a so-called two-way preposition, so it can trigger dative or accusative. But we asked before wohin, so an action or movement will be required. So in this case, the two-way preposition will trigger the accusative. Since an action is required, we need the accusative action. You see the hint? German is really easy, isn't it? So der Tisch, actually masculine, becomes an accusative, den Tisch, because the accusative masculine article is den, so we say auf den Tisch. Stell das Glas auf den Tisch. How would you say put the glasses on the table? Stell die Gläser auf den Tisch. How would you say put the milk on the table? Stell die Milch auf den Tisch. How would you say put the milk into the fridge? Stell die Milch in den Kühlschrank. You see, here we're using the preposition in. It's also a two-way preposition, and it triggers here for the same reason also the accusative. Der Kühlschrank, the refrigerator or fridge, actually masculine, in accusative becomes den. So we say in den Kühlschrank. Stell die Milch in den Kühlschrank. How would you say put the glass into the fridge? Stell das Glas in den Kühlschrank. How would you say put the glasses into the fridge? Stell die Gläser in den Kühlschrank. How would you say in the past I've put? Ich habe gestellt. So gestellt is the participle. You see, it's a regular one. We have a GE for the participle in front. Gestellt. And we end with a T. It's a sign of a regular verb. Ich habe gestellt. I've put. How would you say, I've put the milk into the fridge? Ich habe die Milch in den Kühlschrank gestellt. You see, here we have also two verbs, the auxiliary verb haben, to build the past, and the participle gestellt. The participle, the second verb, is kicked to the very end. Ich habe die Milch in den Kühlschrank gestellt. How would you say, have you put the milk into the fridge? Hast du die Milch in den Kühlschrank gestellt? How would you say, did you put the glass on the table? Hast du das Glas auf den Tisch gestellt? How would you say, have you put the glasses on the table? Hast du die Gläser auf den Tisch gestellt? How would you say, when did you put the glasses on the table? Wann hast du die Gläser auf den Tisch gestellt? How would you say, how many glasses did you put on the table? Wie viele Gläser hast du auf den Tisch gestellt? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb registrieren, to register. Registrieren, to register. Like to register on a site online. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.